This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a moment. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat ended the week at 485 and three quarter. That was up 4.5. May wheat ended at 482 and a half, up 2. July wheat ended at 486 and a half. That was down 1 1/4. March corn yesterday ended the week at 379 and a quarter, down 3.5. May corn ended at 386, down 4.5. July corn ended at 394. That was down 4.25. March soybeans yesterday ended the week at 979 and a quarter, unchanged. May beans ended at 985, down a half. July beans ended at 990 and a half, down a half. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 337, up 26. May meal ended at 327.70, up a quarter. July meal ended at 325, up 16. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 31.14, down 29. May oil ended at 31.28, down 29. July oil, 31.46, down 30. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday ended at 295 and a quarter, up 2. May oats ended at 283, and that was down 3.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents on Friday, ranging from 357 to 379, while soybean bids ended steady at 947 to 969. In the central Illinois area, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 5 cents lower at 347 to 383, and soybean bids were steady to a penny lower at 958 to 986. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 cents at 362 to 381, soybean bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 961 to 990, and the wheat bids up 2 cents at 396 to 468. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a penny lower at $9.87 to $10 even, basis steady ranging from 2 to 15 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $360 to $367 a ton. That is $2.60 to $5.60 per ton higher, with basis steady to $3 higher at $23 to $30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at $3.83 to $3.89, with basis steady range from 3 under to 3 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 382 to 390, basis up 3 to 6 cents at 4 under to 4 over the May. Soybean bids ended mixed at 981 to 989, with basis mixed ranging from 4 under to 4 over the May. New crop wheat prices a penny lower on Friday at 467 to 481, with basis steady ranging from 20 under to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 402 to 404. These same elevators place their soybean prices steady to 2 cents lower with quotations at 1008 to 1009. Soft wheat 2 cents higher on Friday at 483 to 493, and Milo ended 4 to 5 lower at 461 to 462. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 366 up to 385. New crop soybean bids at 904 up to 930. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 366 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 927 to 940. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 908 to 939. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 447 up to 475. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, April hogs ended the week at 66.12, down 70. May hogs ended at 77.25, down 20. June hogs ended at 80.05, down 35. Live cattle, April cattle rather, on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended the week at 154.65, up $1.37. June cattle ended at 147.10, up $1.07. August cattle ended at 144.92, up 77. March feeder cattle yesterday ended the week at 209.72, up 315. April feeders 208.57, up 320. May feeders ended at 207.45, up 277. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 60 cents lower in the range of 54.50 to 64.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $63.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 31. 4 to 5 weights, 27 to 34. 5 to 6 weights, 29 to 35. And 6 weights and up, 30 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,097 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 264 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158 to 163. Choice slaughter heifers were 157.25 to 162.50. They also had some slaughter cows. Breakers were 103 to 110 with a high dressing at 114 to 115. Boners were 103 to 110 with the high dressing at 111 to 114. Leans were 94 to 101. They also had some slaughter bulls. Those under 1,400 pounds were bringing 121 to 122. And those over 1,600 pounds were 124 to 130. Now we have a report from Carthage Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale, 305 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 259 to 277, five weights 224 to 257, and six weights 221 to 251. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 227 to 249, five weights were 201 to 226, and six weights were 195 to 215. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 158 to 165 and on a dress basis 252 to 257. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 163 and on a dress basis 256. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 273 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.82, and that was 55 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $248.48, and that was 72 cents lower, with select carcasses at $244.39, that was $2.19 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated to be 102,000, that compared to 102,000 last week and 102,000 a year ago. Cattle slaughter on a year-to-date basis is still running 6.4% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 410,000, that compared to 419,000 last week and 414,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 2.3% ahead. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. A brand new equestrian campground area at Lake Lou Yeager will be ready for campers on April 1st. I spoke with Lake Supervisor Jim Cadwell for more information.
Yeah, that's correct. For many years, there's been a primitive campground, which basically there was one water hydrant, so anyone that wanted to come down and ride horses, basically it was a primitive, you know, no electric, one hydrant to share. And well, anyway, I thought, boy, we can do a little bit better than that, so did some research, and with some help with some volunteers, I was able to find a grant through the state of Illinois, the Recreational Trails Program, and basically I ended up filling that out and was awarded a couple years ago from the state of Illinois, and basically it's a $250,000 project, of which the state will pay $192,000. And then what that gets us is basically this is a shower house, so with a, you know, flush toilets with the shower, and then at each of the, there's 25 sites, and each will have electricity, and there will be a water hydrant to share.
Wow, this sounds like it could hardly be considered camping with all these amenities. As I understand, this is going to be ready by April 1st?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, the campground is done right now. So, but all campgrounds are licensed through the state of Illinois Health Department. And our camping or license is from April 1st, and then we have to be done camping on November 1st. So basically, April 1st is opening day for us. I mean, all the work is done. Now, there's a little bit of dirt work. We didn't get a chance to get grass seed down. So there's a few things to make it look a little nicer, a little prettier, though we haven't got those. But basically, all the infrastructure is in, the roads, the pads, everything's ready to go. We just need to open, you back up, hook up, and away you go.
Well, this sounds like it is going to be great for anyone who is interested in trail riding. Do you usually have a lot of people who are interested in riding horses on trails?
Yeah, the lake area has, it's one of the things we have to do is actually get these properly mapped out, but it's around about 15 miles of trails at the lake area. And it's always been said over the years that we have some of the nicest trails in central Illinois. We just didn't have the, you know, the modern facilities that the, you know, today's riders would require. Well, we now have that in place. And then with the primitive camping, you would get some people, but we wouldn't get a whole lot because, again, people, you know, they want to be able to have that electricity, that water, and then also access to a shower and you know, toilet facilities. So now with all that in place, we're expecting even more business.
Now, do people have to call in to reserve these spots, or is it going to be on a first-come, first-served basis?
Well, you're not required to make a reservation, but we anticipate this is going to be very popular, and we do take reservations, and it's area code 217-324-4771. That's our campground manager, and you give him a call. And basically, you know, just tell them what size rig that you have. Because the pads, some of them are larger, some are smaller in any way. So just know the size of your rig, your setup, and then tell them the dates that you want to be there, and then we'll reserve a spot for you.
All right, sounds great. And hopefully this will also boost the amount of people who want to come see the beautiful trails that we have here in Montgomery County. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we go here today?
Just outside of the equestrian, of course, now to use the equestrian campground, you have to have a horse, so it's for horse people only. But we also have other modern campsites and lake lots and the lake itself. So there's a lot of what we feel is some pretty nice camping and outdoor opportunities for this area. So feel free to give us a call, and we'd love to have you come visit.
Again, that was Lake Lou Yeager Supervisor Jim Cadwell. Don't forget, the Illinois Horse Fair is taking place this weekend, March 6th through the 8th, at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. For more information, you can visit illhorsefair.com. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.